Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we will help you find peace and create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about a task from stage six, connecting to others, specifically for the purpose of forgiving and accepting others as human. Again, stage six is full of some very challenging homework. This is no exception, but I think you're ready. Before we get started today, a shout out to new listeners in Novi, Michigan. Very cool. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad you're here. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, use the link in the show notes to head over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com. That'll link you straight to it. Just scroll down, use the little form there, and send me in your thoughts, ideas, and questions. That will come directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. While you're out there surfing around, check out the book, Purna Asati, which has all of these homework assignments in it, as well as a ton of other stuff. And also check out lastingpeace.org, which is also linked up in the show notes. Just scroll down for that. It's a awesome place where we have a mentorship tree, resources for you to work through this. The roadmap, the entire roadmap, is online in an open page that you can get to there. So you can work on yourself and help others along the way. Check it out, lastingpeace.org. So we're talking today about forgiving and accepting others as human. Now, we know holding on to a grudge only hurts you. You know this. Forgiving and accepting others as human, even the people you don't like, is the key to moving on from your past and avoiding new grudges in the future. So if you're holding a grudge, this is the podcast for you. The way that you get rid of this and move past it, because you know you need to let it go, the way you let it go is going to be by forgiving and accepting these people who have hurt you as human. I'm not saying this is easy, but we're going to talk about how to do this. It's important to understand that forgiving and accepting someone as human does not mean you condone their actions. They may be even today doing things that you don't like, or that you don't agree with, or that you even think are harmful. So forgiving them does not mean that you condone their past actions or their current actions or their future actions. You're not condoning their actions. It means that you recognize that their choices, what they chose to do, what they choose to do today, is none of your business. Their choices are theirs, not yours. They own it. They are responsible for their choices. They are responsible for what they did. They are responsible for what they're going to do. That's what it means. It means you choose to see them as human, and therefore they make mistakes just like you. Maybe they make worse mistakes than you. Maybe they make horrendous, egregious mistakes. It also means recognizing that although they may reflect certain aspects of you, the actions of others have nothing else to do with you. We've talked about seeing certain aspects of yourself reflected in other people. And they may reflect aspects of you, but that's where your role in this is over. That's where your role ends. Their actions, their choices, whatever they did that made you hold that grudge does not imply anything about you. A person's actions only implicate themselves. So we're going to let them go. The reason we tend to hold a grudge is because, oh, well, this person, they did this thing to me. And you hold the grudge because you think that means something about you. You think either they're trying to make a statement about you that you're unworthy or whatever. Some negative thing. They're not. People who do ugly things to others, they can't see past their own nose. Their choices really only tell you something about them. It doesn't tell you anything about you. Otherwise, everybody you meet would get to define who you are. Is that what you want? So try this. Imagine someone who has wronged you. Do you want to give up your time and attention to this person? Or would you be better served by letting the past go? Yes, it was wrong what they did. Yes, it hurt you. Depending on the severity of the wrong, maybe they deserve to be punished. But never fear, karma will have its way. And you do not have to help it. Allow yourself the grace of letting go. Can you see how, given their upbringing or the stage that they were in at the time or their circumstances and their flaws, when it all came together, can you see how they might act that way? You're probably smarter now and you wouldn't let it happen again. So be thankful for this hard lesson. No, you didn't deserve it. But at least you can learn something from it. And recognize that this lesson changed you and helped you grow. Now let it go. Do not choose to waste your time on this anymore. You've got so much more important work to do. You have a purpose in this world. Why don't we focus on carrying that out? And a question I often get around this subject is, but what if there's a group of people who wishes you harm? Or an individual who threatens you? Well, obviously, you should not be naive. People in stage 3 and stage 5 who have specific psychological issues can be very dangerous. And you need to take steps to protect yourself. But once you have adequate protection in place, let them go from your daily life. This too is human. There will always be those who wish others harm, just as there are those who wish others peace and joy. It's always going to be that way. There's always going to be people out there being ugly to others. I think there will be a lot fewer of them in the future, but there's always going to be somebody. And no, there's nothing you can do to change their intent. So protect yourself and live your life in peace and joy. Focus on your purpose. Focus on the tasks at hand for you. Don't donate your time and attention to them because your time and attention are far too precious and they are needed somewhere else. Now, forgiving and accepting other individuals as human or as a natural part of humanity, which is really what we're saying. When we say you need to accept them as human, you're saying that you need to accept that humanity has many parts to it. Right, it always falls on the normal curve. If you're not familiar with the normal curve, Google that, check that out. You're always going to have a few people who are ugly like that. And we want to just accept that is a truth of humanity. Part of being human is sometimes having to deal with people being nasty to each other. Sometimes people being nasty to you. So forgiving and accepting others as human or as a natural part of humanity and letting their actions be their own business is a great and important first step in freeing up your time and attention for better things. Now, once you've conquered that task, the next challenge is to forgive and accept the existence of aspects of society that you previously rejected. This may be whole groups of people that you've rejected. Or it might just be certain norms or standards of society, societal rules, what everybody thinks is normal, or what everybody thinks is good, or what everybody thinks is right, that you may have rejected. Can you accept these aspects as a natural part of humanity? Again, accepting does not mean that you agree. You're just accepting that, yes, some societies have those rules. I see that. That's a natural part of our current human existence. Or, yes, such a group of people exists. And that's a natural part of our current human existence. That is a current part of our reality as humanity on this earth right now. That's what it means. It's just accepting the reality that these groups or these norms or these standards or these rules exist. And just kind of getting past that fact, going, okay, that's the current reality. Got it. So that you can move forward and do other things, right? It does not mean that you agree with them. It just means accepting that they exist and letting it go. It means recognizing that the existence of people or norms or rules that you may choose to disagree with has no bearing on you. Their existence doesn't imply anything about you. Their existence and your subsequent disagreement with them does not mean that you are wrong and they are right. And it doesn't mean that they are wrong and you are right. The fact that groups of people and norms and societal rules exist that you choose to differ from is a part of the natural balance in life. Like the concept of yin and yang, it takes all kinds to make a complete humanity. You can disagree and you can choose to run your life differently without demonizing anyone else and without demonizing their rules or their norms. So when you reject their rules and their norms, you don't have to say you're wrong. You're just saying, that's wrong for me right now. They don't have to be wrong for you to be right. Just let them be different. Now, if you find yourself feeling offended or lashing out at other people, or at groups of people, or norms, or societal rules, remind yourself that all anger is rooted in fear, and ask yourself, what are you afraid of? Be brutally honest because shining a light on your fear will help it to leave. That's how you're going to get rid of fear. Shine a light on it and really analyze it. So who do you need to forgive or accept as human or as a part of humanity? If there's an individual you need to let go of a grudge with, or a group of people that you often find yourself demonizing, or maybe some set of societal beliefs or norms or rules that aren't right for you, so you don't choose to follow them, and that's all good, but do you find yourself demonizing them? It's probably because of you're afraid that you're wrong. You're not. You're not wrong. They're not wrong. We're all just here as humanity trying to figure it out. This takes some work, so give it some practice. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, I love to get questions, so use the link in the show notes. Go over to the community page at KatherineColleen.com. It'll take you right there. Scroll down to the little form there and send that in. That comes directly to me. You'll hear back directly from me. And I absolutely adore it, so do not be shy to send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas. I love the connection. So that's enough for today. That's your homework for the next week or so. And until next time, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.